Welcome to That Taxi Podcast. I'm Thomas.
And I'm Taxi David, author of Too Much to Handle, a series of hilarious cartoons of all the crazy things that happen in and around my taxi.
Thanks for jumping into our cab for a ride-along.
Yeah, we've been driving taxi for years, and we love to talk about work.
You mean bitch about work.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Everybody does bitch about work.
We know you'll find this entertaining.
Sure will, because we have a unique point of view as nighttime taxi drivers.
That Taxi Podcast drops every Wednesday on Spotify and wherever else you get this podcast.
Thomas, I think you mean to say wherever you get your podcast.
No, Einstein. I mean wherever they get this podcast. I don't care where they get their other podcasts.
Okay, yes. Okay, well, let's go.
Up we go.
When the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you want to talk about, and I will too.
You know it, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
You feel fine?
I feel fine. REM feels fine.
I remember a lot of REM songs.
Do you remember that one? That was their first hit.
Yeah. I remember feeling that there were too many. Too many? You know what I mean? There was like...
Sure.
Yeah, there was like way too many songs.
Well, the thing about this song is, it's called It's the End of the World as We Know It. It was written in the late 80s, I guess, somewhere around there. And Donald Trump is mentioned in the lyrics.
No way.
Yeah.
What do they say?
Well, you know, they go really fast.
Through. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I do remember that, yeah.
But it's one of those things, if you look at the official lyrics, it's not what, you know, there. But if you listen to it, you can hear it. Mm-hmm. It's like that song by 21 Pilots, Miss the Good Dope Days. But officially, it's Good Old Days on the lyrics. But when you listen to it, it's definitely Good Dope Days.
I was just singing a song from Mr. Rogers, and I realized, because I had to look it up to remember the ending song from Mr. Rogers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And the lyrics aren't quite what I remember. That it was interesting.
Oh.
So I'm wondering if maybe I saw something earlier in my... I saw something earlier in my research.
Yeah,
like an earlier version. Or
maybe you just remembered it wrong.
Or I remembered
Mandela
it wrong.
Effect. Like,
yeah. That's some freaking fascinating stuff. Mm.
So it is. So how was your week, man?
I did just below average.
Oh.
It was kind of weird. We had a weird snow too.
Yeah. This morning was pretty
snowy. Yeah.
All I did actually this week I did better than average. I did a Seattle run and
and you did a
Vancouver
Yeah.
So the one thing that stood out though was I went to pick up this lady called for a ride from the town you used to live in to go to a casino over here by Bellingham. And I told her, well, I can't get there till 10:45. And she goes, oh, that's fine. So I actually get there at 10:30 and she comes out and gets in and about, $20 into the ride, she goes, I wonder why it's so dark today. And I'm like, it's 10:30 at night. It's supposed to be dark. Mm. And she goes, oh, it's night? I thought it was morning. So I stopped right there. It was a stop sign. I said, if you want to go back home, I will take you back. No,
sure.
No, I'm not going to charge you, because I could tell she was confused.
Uh-huh.
But she insisted on going out there anyway. So I guess she spent the whole night out there gambling.
Has it ever happened to you?
Where that I thought it was morning?
Yeah, you have.
No.
No, that's never happened.
Mm-mm.
It happened to me one time in my life. Most bizarre, unsettling feeling.
I bet.
I had driven all night, and then I went to a girlfriend's house afterward, and when I went to sleep, I woke up, and kids were up, playing and things like that, and the sun was just coming up, so I was like, oh, I gotta go. because it's time for me to go home and really go to bed, right? Yeah. And as I'm driving home,
it's getting darker.
I'm realizing that's a sunset. And I'm talking, I'm 16 miles away. So I'm halfway, like I've driven 8 miles before I realize, holy crap.
Wow.
I slept the whole day, which means she did too. She missed work.
Oh.
And I called her on the way saying, it's the afternoon. It's like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And this is summertime, you know. So it might have been 7 or something like right. that. So which 7 would have worked for me in my brain because 7 o'clock is usually about morning, the time yeah. I'm, you know, I'm avoiding the sun and trying to pull all my shades and go to sleep.
Yeah.
So,
did
yeah.
Did she say, oh shit, I forgot to go to work? Or anything?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she was freaked out. So.
Wow. That's yeah. some good drugs you had going yeah. on.
And well, she drank a lot. So.
You have anything?
Anything interesting? Just the snow. I worked my ass off for the money I got. I mean, I had to chase a lot of rides, so that was kind of neat. But I mean, that was kind of
yeah. I heard you doing a lot of Lyft and Uber too. This, especially yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll say that.
Yeah. you're gonna edit this, right? You're gonna cut this out.
Yeah, I sure will.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's not. He's not gonna do that.
Well, this is the part of the show where
I do Uber and Lyft sometimes because when I was in Seattle, I had Uber and Lyft.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I'm not a fan. Yeah. You know, I feel like it takes advantage of people. It
takes advantage of the drivers.
Yeah. I do approximately 4, on average, I'll do 4 rides a night. Mm-hmm. But last night was exceptional because of the snow and
right.
that kind of stuff. So.
Well, this is a part of the show where we normally spin the wheel, right? Well, we're going to do something different today.
Yes.
Why? Why? Well, it's a special show. We're going to take a hiatus. Show.
Yeah.
And but first, I want to introduce a character that a lot of people have heard on the show, especially when you're very inappropriate.
Me?
I think it's you, right?
No.
When you say sure. something
pretty
sexist.
Sure it's not. And I'm pretty hear, sure you and Cricket go, have gotten
you can't
along.
Say that.
Yeah, you and Cricket, I think, are the ones who've gotten along the or communicated the most.
Uh-huh.
I can think of probably 2 times.
Maybe she thinks she still has hope to fix me, and she realizes that you're a lost cause.
I don't think she's there to fix you.
Oh.
I think she's there to counterbalance.
Okay.
Yeah.
To like say.
She's there for the audience,
right.
The listeners.
I say something wrong, we know it's wrong, and she lets them know we know it's wrong. Kind of.
That I know it's wrong.
We both
Thomas doesn't think it's wrong.
Well, anyway, this is Stacy, also known as Cricket. Say hello. Something, Stacy.
Hello.
Say something like Cricket.
Well, how am I supposed to do that?
That's all perfect. Right. That works.
Good job.
Were you gonna ask, what the fuck are you talking about? I had a whole list of stuff that I was keeping, but I just never handed it off.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
Stacy?
Yes.
How are you enjoying your fame now?
It's all right.
All right, that's enough. Turn off. Hope you enjoyed it because it's over.
It wasn't even 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 seconds. Anyway.
No, what we did was we came up with a bunch of lines that we thought would counter some of the things that we might say. And then we gave the list to Stacy, and Stacy just said them all. Mm-hmm. And then we sped it up.
Sped it up,
yeah,
to make her sound
like a cricket, yeah,
like Jiminy Cricket, which was what we were,
which is what we were aiming for. Jiminy Cricket is there to help keep you. Yeah.
He's the conscience,
your conscience.
But like I said, we're going to take a hiatus. We've been doing this virtually every week for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
From when you think about from concept to execution to
finding our grounding.
Right. It's been 2 full years that we've been doing this.
Yeah.
And we've been getting a little stale. We've been getting on each other's nerves, I think. And we could take a break. And we've got other things in the fire.
Yeah. What I have a book that I'm trying to finish. I've already finished one book called Taxi David, Too Much to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle.
Was it too
much?
Too much, yeah.
But she was burning something.
Yeah, she was burning shit on some refuse on the ground. I am behind on the second book. I wanted to have it out before Christmas, and it did not happen. So I need to, like, as soon as we're done here, I got to go home, and I got to get going.
Right. No steak dinner tonight?
I do. I reward myself with a steak dinner after I do a certain amount of work. So I have, my minimum is 10 cartoons.
Oh, okay.
So if I finish 10 cartoons, I'll make myself a steak dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if you only finish 9? You say, ah,
I know, I go to 10. Yeah, I got to do 10. But here's the thing.
If it's 9, it's just a turkey sandwich.
No.
10 is a steak dinner.
Frozen pizza. But my problem in my new apartment is I can't cook a steak dinner.
Why?
I mean, I have to stop at exactly the right time, because if I go too many minutes over, or if it's too smoky, my smoke alarms all go off.
Oh.
And I'm not allowed to tamper with them. I've tampered with every place I've ever lived. I've taken down the smoke alarm that's in the kitchen so that I could cook my steak.
Sure.
But, yeah.
That seems odd that it would be so sensitive that you couldn't even cook.
It is super sensitive.
Yeah.
Even, like, I had some lamb kebabs the other night, and I put those in
Ooh,
10 minutes.
Lamb kebabs.
Yeah, and when I opened it up, just a little bit of smoke. It's because of some of the stuff that drips down in the air fryer into the pan, and it
sizzles. It's air fried.
Yeah, it's air fryer. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We have an air fryer too, but we bought these little paper things you put in the bottom.
I use foil. Uh-huh. Usually, like when I do steak, I put the steak in the air fryer. I know, guys. I know, steak in the air fryer, criminal sin, but it's amazing. My air fryer is big. It's like a big Dutch oven. Yeah, I know this guy with no lights.
No lights. Why is it so dark?
Where you open it up, you could fit a turkey in there, right? And I'll put the steak in, I'll put butter on top of the steak, and it drips down into the pan that I have foil in. And then when I'm done, and that's the part that smokes more.
I see.
But just like in a skillet, the oil burns. So, and then I pour that butter into a dish, and I dip my steaks in it when I my steak in it. Eat it. So yeah.
You're going to work on your book?
I'm going to be working on my book. I have 3 days in a row that I can work on my book, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I've got this month coming up, I've got like 6 different baseball drafts I got to do. I've got my mom's been ill. She's been in the hospital. I think since Thanksgiving, she's been in her actual home for a total of 3 weeks.
Oh,
so
where's she been in the hospital then?
Hospital and rehab. She had a broken bone in her back.
Was she boxing or something?
No, she had a broken bone in her back, and she went to rehab. And once that was all supposedly better, she went to a doctor's office for some pain pills, and she said the chair was so low that when she got up, she couldn't get up. They had to help her up. She broke another disc.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, it's been quite
the thing.
How old is she? She's 91.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We'll be 92 at the end of the year.
Got to get her into the gym. They should have memberships that are really affordable for somebody.
They do have, some gyms do offer what they call senior sneakers, which is like a reduced, like a $5 a month thing. But she's not going to be going to any gyms.
Yeah,
And then I got a lot of home renovation stuff. I got to tear an entire ceiling out of a bedroom and replace a back door and stuff like that. So,
I guess I would like to put a marker on this time period too, that we lost, this community lost one of, there was a guy who rented a cab from me, and he was also a bartender or bouncer at a bar for a good 15 years, I think. In town, and he passed away. Unfortunately, a suicide. So it was really devastating to a lot of us. So I've been busy with that too over the last week and a half of talking to a lot of people about it, and we still have a memorial, 2 memorials that we're doing. So that takes up a little bit of time. Not a lot, because his sister's doing a lot for that. But I kind of wanted to put a point on that, because this is a moment in time. I'd like to be able to listen back on that and go, yeah, I remember that moment. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yep. So
we're taking off some time.
Probably the at least the whole summer, I would imagine. Maybe a little longer.
I hope to be done before summer.
Right.
I really, really.
But I don't know if we're going to jump right back into it as soon as.
Yeah.
So I would say by September, we might be back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a good time off.
But for those of you who may be going through a little withdrawal, if you're missing us.
April, we're so sorry.
I have a hack for you guys. Uh-huh. Go on Podbean. Go on the Podbean to our That Taxi Podcast page. Become a patron for just $5 a month. Download all the exclusive content. And there's probably a good 40 hours worth of stuff there.
Yeah. It's all our. It's all the stuff that Thomas can't say in the podcast. I take it out and I
Dave
put it
wants
in the
to
outtakes.
Take out, right.
Yeah.
And there's some full episodes in there too that we never aired.
We have very early on.
So what you do is you pay the $5, which is the minimum.
Download it all.
Download it all and then cancel your subscription.
Yeah.
And you've got all that content you can listen to throughout the summer.
And we have all those $5.
Yes.
Yes.
All that $5.
I can pay for
We should actually say thank you to our past and present patrons while we're here. So Suzanne Sorter, thank you very much for being past patron.
Shelly.
Beth. And Nikolai.
Nikolai. Mm-hmm. You.
Me.
There's been others. We do appreciate everything that you guys have done.
It helped us.
It made it so we could do it another year.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So don't fret, people. We will be back. And we've enjoyed this. We've learned a lot from you.
We're good at it.
We've learned a lot just by doing it. What was that?
When I said we're good at it, she's like, eh.
I think we need to squash a cricket. I'm going to read.
One time in grade school, we were kicking a cricket back and forth, and somebody stepped on it, and we all started laughing because we were playing this game. He was looking around, and he squashed it, and this tapeworm folded out from under it and just kept folding out. And folding out, it had to have been like 7 inches
in
long.
The cricket.
It was all squeezed up inside this cricket. And when we stopped, oh, it was the grossest thing I've ever
seen.
You
probably did that cricket a favor, then.
I don't know. Anyway, sorry to interrupt, but that just when you said squash a cricket, that's the first thing that had popped in my head. It's horrible. Sorry.
So that's the exclusive content hack. Now's the time to do it, folks.
Yeah.
We will be back. In a few months. I don't know if we'll be on the same platform. We might look for a different...
we may not want to be on Podbean. I don't know.
We'll see. I don't know how hard it is to export all those shows.
It's not hard at all.
We'll figure it out.
And we have it all on in our drive.
Yes,
so
it's true. We do. Yeah. And, so we're pretty close to 5,000 downloads, by the way, as well. I mean, we're within...
40?
Within reach,
40 downloads. We're at 5.
Anyway, I want to say, let's say goodbye and then
bye.
Do my joke after that, okay?
Okay.
So, good show, podcast fans and listeners and haters. And stay positive, kids.
No one hates us.
Oh, but I should also mention that they can still communicate with us on thattaxipodcast@gmail.com if they want to.
Oh, and that'll be in the closing that you're just about to hear.
Yes.
And then...
Oh, I'm not going to do the closing.
Oh, you're not? Mm. Oh,
because it says see you next week. Ready for the joke?
Yeah.
How do you keep a moron in suspense?
How do you know? How do you do that? Okay. You're calling our listeners morons.